left off discussing the machlokas Tosfos and the Rambam. How is it that one can resolve our sugya above a kama daf ayin with the sugya in ksuvas and daf lamed aleph? In the case in ksuvas, the Gemara discusses one who is zorei chetz and kara shirayim balei chasso. There the Gemara says we'll apply the principle of kimid rabine because of akira tzarachanot. And yet, regarding our case of a ganav shemachar b'shabbos, here the Gemara is bothered by how is it that the two chiyuvim are chal b'vasachas, the chilul shabbos as well as the chiyuv of dalet behei. And here the Gemara mentions that the teretz is nukimta. We're talking about the case of where the lokeach says that he will not acquire the chepetz ad shetanuach. If that's the case, so certainly both chiyuv marchal bevasachas. The difficulty that Tosfos is bothered is why don't you simply assume that since akira tzarachanacha, as the Gemara writes in Ksuvah, so hu hadinami when it comes to our case as well. So Rabbi Natam answers that yes, one should not distinguish between these two cases, but this issue of whether akira tzarachanacha itself is a machlokis between Rav Avin and Rav Yirmiyah. And the machlokis is based on that sugi of hagbad tzarech nisuch, because Rabbi Natam assumes that just as one should assume akira tzarachanacha, hu hadinami, one should assume that hagbad tzarech nisuch, and therefore, whatever you hold of one, you will hold of the other, and therefore this is a machlokis samuraim, and our sugya mentions the kimta because we are assuming that we don't necessarily subscribe to the possibility of akira tzarachanacha. We pointed out that this cannot be the case according to the Shitas Rambam, because the Rambam almost in back-to-back halachos paskins kipshuta like both sugyas. In Perigim halacha beis v'chos kneva, the Rambam mentions the case of zarachetz v'kar shirayim. There we assume that kimnei d'rabine because akira tzarachanacha. However, when the Rambam cites our Gemara, the Rambam writes that the only case is shlohik no'ad shetanuach. Apparently one does not assume akira tzarachanacha. So we left off discussing the Chiddush of Reb Chaim, that if you look carefully in the Rambam is discussing two very different elements of Chilul Shabbos. In Gimel Beis, the case is Maver Daramos Pashus Arabim. And even more precisely, the Rambam writes the case is Mitchilas Arba L'Sov Arba, within that spectrum of Dal Ramos. Mashem Kein, when we're dealing with Paragimel Halacha Hey, our sugya, here the Rambam writes we're talking about a case of Hachnasa, Mirshus Arabim, Mirshus Ayachid. In such a case, there we do not assume the principle of Akira Tzarech Hanacha. Why should you assume that there should be a distinction in these cases? Reb Chaim pointed out that there is a fundamental difference between one who is Motzi Mirshus Rishus as opposed to Maver Daramos Mirshus Arabim. In both cases, no doubt, an Akira Hanacha is necessary. When it comes to a case of Hotzah, it is necessary to have a Shin Rishus. When it comes to Dal Ramos, it's necessary that the chefetz travel a certain distance. But Reb Chaim demonstrates that the role of Akira Hanacha is quite different in these particular cases. When it comes to Hotzah and Hachnasa, in such an instance, that is considered to be what Reb Chaim terms the Garmei Hachiyuv. There, the Akira and the Hanacha are considered to be the inherent part, the definition of the Chefetz Shamalacha, an Akira in one Rishus, Hanacha in another Rishus. Of course, it's necessary that the Chefetz has to move its position, because otherwise you are not going to have an Akira in Rishus A, Hanacha in Rishus B. But that travel distance is considered to be irrelevant. Our concern is an Akira Rishus Arabim, Hanacha Rishus Yachid, vice versa. When it comes to Maver Lamos, really that is not true at all. There, the travel distance is considered to be that which is critical. The same Akira, the same Hanacha, sometimes will be Chayiv and sometimes will not, depending on whether the Chayfich traveled Dal Ramos or whether it did not. What apparently do you see from that? That in that instance of Dal Ramos, there the travel distance is considered to be an inherent part of the Malach itself. Of course, in Akira Hanacha are necessary, but the purpose of Akira Hanacha is simply to facilitate the act of Havara, of Maver Dal Ramos. It is considered to be a necessary condition, but not necessarily as part of the same Chefetz Shamalacha. And we utilize the Svara to explain the view of the Meiri, the view of Rashi, and the Sugi and Sukandaf, Membeis, Membeis, Mem Gimlam and Aleph, a great Chiddush that perhaps in a case of Nimlach, one would not be chayim for a case of hotza or hachnasa, because the akira rishona was not done l'shem hotza, but this would not be a problem according to Rashi when it comes to the instance of mavad amos b'shus harabim. And that's how Rashi explains that the case of the gzera deraba is bedafka shema yavirenal dar amos b'shus harabim, because in that case the akira rishona was not done l'shem kav. And the Miri writes the following chiddush, that one could envision a chiyuv daraisa, but this itself is a machlokas rishonim, if you have an akira b'shus hayachid, a hanacha b'shus harabim, but b'shus vayrachid, both Rishus Hayachid, but it happened Derech Rishus Harabim. In that case, the Miri writes, you would be Chayiv. There was an Akira, there was a Hanacha, and the Chayfetz traveled Daramas Rishus Harabim, even though you never had an Akira or a Hanacha Rishus Harabim. The Akira was done Rishus Hayachid, the Hanacha was done Rishus Hayachid, but if it was Derech Rishus Harabim, the Miri writes, in such a case, one is considered to be Chayiv. A great Chiddush. So therefore, if that is true, one could now address our issue. In order to invoke Kinei Derabinei, it means that both of you have to be chal simultaneously, b'vasachas, in a sense that the chiyuv mamon was chal at a critical, at an inherent point of the maisa hamalacha. The fact that the chayfetz was traveling, how significant is that? Well, that travel distance is crucial when it comes to Mavad Aramas versus Arabin. However, you're dealing with the case of Hotsa and Hachnasa, that is incidental. What's concerned for us is the Maisa Kira, the Maisa Hanacha. In such a case, perhaps one could argue that's exactly the difference. The Gemara was only willing to assume the principle of Akira Tzara Hanacha when you deal with Mavad Aramas versus Arabim, because there the travel distance is considered to be that which is critical, and therefore that is considered to be Basachas if indeed a Chiyuv Mamon is generated while the Chayfetz is traveling. Mashen Ken, when it comes to Hotza and Hachnasa, that is not considered to be the case. The Fikiyah pointed out then the following Chiddush, that one could raise this issue, is this bidavka within Dalet Amos, or perhaps even the travel distance above and beyond Dalet Amos? Maybe one could argue that we view that as though it's seamless. The Chayfetz travels at least 4 Amos, but all the distance that it travels is considered to be an inherent part of the Malacha of Mavred Dalet Amos, and therefore one could apply Kimnei Derabinei, or maybe one could argue as follows, that once you are beyond the Dalet Amos, in that instance, then the travel space is not considered to be critical, and maybe in that point we would not assume that we could apply the principle of Akira Tzara Hanacha, Ad Kedei Kaf, that maybe Bedafka Naka. The Rambam writes, Mitchilas Dalet, the Sof Dalet, not just simply that the Chayfetz travels minimally Dalet Amos. The Fikayam, however, continues and points out the following Chilat Beis Simon Lamed Zayin, that it would appear that this fundamental distinction between Mavad Amos as opposed to Hotsan Hachnasa is against the Chiddush of the Ran, the Chiddush of the Balamor, because the Ran and Balamor raise this issue. What exactly is the relationship between the Malacha of Motzim Rishus to Rishus and Mavad Aramos? After all, in the Mishnah Klal Gadol and Daf Ayin Gimel, the Malacha is presented as Motzim Rishus to Rishus. There is no mention at all of Mavad Aramos Rishus Arabim. And that's where the Ran points out in the Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, Malaf, and Daf Harif. And this is the comment of the Balamor in the very beginning of Perek HaZorek, that one should not be troubled by that. After all, Mavred Aramos is a form of Motzim Rishus. The Rishus, it is considered to be the Ran writes, Mavre is a Tolda, the Motzihu. Why exactly is that true? Because they're not fundamentally different. Dalet Amos is considered to be Rishuso. And if the Chayfetz goes beyond Dalet Amos, that's considered to be a form of a Hotsa or a Hachnasa, May Rishus L'Rishus. And therefore, this Halacha Moshe Misinai is not so radical as though there is a new Malacha. This Halacha Moshe Misinai simply is an extension of one who is Motzi Mirshus L'Rishus. If one assumes that this in fact is true, that when you go down Amos, it's just like crossing the threshold of Rishus Harabim to Rishus Hayachid, or the opposite. In such a case, it would be a great chiddush to assume that the role of Akira and Hanach are so fundamentally different when it comes to a case of Hotsa as opposed to a case of Mavad Amos Rishus Harabim. That chiddush, for example, of Rashi, that writes that it's necessary that the Akira Rishon is done l'shem Hotsa, only as far as Tosos is concerned, but not as far as Mavadar Amos. If the Kiyam again points out that this Chiddush of Rashi Shita, of the Miri Shita, perhaps is at odds with the simple biur of the Ran and the Balamor, who argue that Mavadamos is an extension of the Malacha of Hotsa. And then the very end, we mentioned that this is part of a broader picture, and that is two different types of Halacha Moshe Misinai, Reb Chaim's Chiddush and Perek Yud of Hilchos Machalos Aseros, Mechadeshes, Mefareshes. That's exactly this point. This Halacha Moshe Misinai, is this Halacha HaMechadeshes? Or should we assume that no, this is Halacha HaMefareshes, a mere expansion of the definition of Hotzah? And critically then, to what extent we can glean from the Dinei Hotzah to cases of Mavad Aramos Pashur Sarabim. Perhaps in a word, the Chiddush of the Balamor and the Ran is that Mavad Aramos Pashur Sarabim is Halacha HaMefareshes, difficult to assume according to this explanation of Rashi and the Meiri. If this is true, one would have to assume that the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Ches, right, is not necessarily a Raya Muchachas that he would assume as the Ran or the Balamor. After all, Reb Chaim maintains in the Rambam Shita that Mavad Aramis and Motzim Rishus and Rishus are fundamentally different. Gormei Hachiv as opposed to simply a condition of the Malacha. Yet the Rambam does write in Yud Beis Ches that why is it that you're chayiv for Mavad Aramis Rishus Rabim? The phrase the Rambam uses is, after all, because one who is motzi dar amos is kemotzi mishus to rishus v'chayim. Again, how literally do you take that analogy of the Rambam, that mavra dar amos is kemotzi mishus to rishus? If it literally means the Balamor and the Ran, that is considered to be an extension of Hotzah, it's more difficult to assume as Reb Chaim mentions. If, however, it just simply means that just as one is chayiv mishum Hotzah, so too the Halacha Moshe Misinai tells us, even though it's Halacha Mechadeshes, that there is a further type of Hotzah, a distinct form, Mavad Aramos, then you can envision that possibility. As we discussed, the Ksav Sofer, Arachayim and Simen Sameches and Simen Ayin Zayin, that discusses the case of Mavad Aramos Anyantid. To what extent does this Isser apply, and what is its Onesh? Hotzah does apply. You have Halacha Moshe Misinai on Shabbos that there's Mavad Aramos. To what extent do we assume this applies on Yantif Ismail? In terms of understanding the lumdus of Akira Tzarachanacha, right, as Tosus writes, which is very relevant in our case, here you find a third example that the Gemara writes in Tzuva Sandav Lamed Aleph. The Gemara quotes a Braisa that tells us the following, Hagonev Kis B'Shabbos. In such a case, the ganav is chayiv. Even though there is a chiyuv mamon, and there is an active chilul Shabbos, we don't assume kim later abine. In such a case, you are chayiv. Why is that true? The Gemara says again, very simply, shekvar nischayiv b'gneva kodem shabal lidei iser skima. The two chiyuvim are not chal b'vas achas. When is chayiv for the ma'isa gneva b'shas hakba, when he takes the chayfetz, at that point in time, as of yet, he was not chayiv mishum hotza. And therefore, you're not going to assume kimle d'ramine. The Gemara raises the following kasha, however, amai. Shouldn't we assume that hagba sorech hotza? That's the kasha of the Gemara in Tzuvas and Daf Lamed Aleph. Just as we should assume Tosos writes in our case, akira sorech hanacha, just like the case of zaracheitz v'kora shirayim, so in that case of ganav kis b'shabes, so why don't we assume Hagbah Sorech Hotzah? That's the Gemara's kasha. And just as our Gemara answers with an Ukimta, Hacha Mayaskinan Achetanuach, the Gemara comes up with a case that Eino Chinami, both are Chabav Asachas, the Maisa Gneva, together with Act of Chilul Shabbos. The difficulty, however, is the following. What was the kasha of the Gemara? How is it that we assume that you are chayiv, one should apply kim later amne because hagba sorech hotzah? Didn't the Gemara just get through saying that sugi we discussed yesterday, daf lamed aleph, in a case of gonev chavol shel chavero va'achalo, a person steals chaylev and eats it, in such a case you're chayiv. There the Gemara said the following, that what do you mean? When do you assume the concept of akir et sorech hanacha? The Gemara had two different possibilities. The Gemara says the only time we would apply such a principle is where Akir Tzarachanacha, that B always requires A. You cannot accomplish B. You cannot attain that result without A. And then the Gemara mentions Lishna Basra. That's what's unique about the case of Zara Chetz Vekar Sham Balechasa is Lo Masi Lahadure. But once you shot the arrow, that's it. You couldn't withdraw. There's no way that one could reverse that process. So the Gemara just got through saying that the only time we assume that that is true, Akira Tzarachanacha, is either in such a case where B always requires A, or else in a case of La Matzah Hadure, that once the process is begun, there's no turning back. Well, if that's true, so now the Gemara says in the case of Gonev Kis B'Shabbos, you're Chayiv and Gneva, and as of yet, you didn't violate the Isur Chotzah. The Gemara says, yeah, but shouldn't we assume that Hagbot Tzarech Chotzah? What exactly is the Kasha? Hagbot Tzarech Chotzah, does that meet any of these two requirements? The Gemara said when it came to the case of Chayiv as an example, there the Gemara says that you don't have to pick up a Chayfetz to eat it. Gachin V'achil. No, you could go ahead and eat without it. Can't you assume the same thing is true when it comes to that case? Hagbat Zara Chotza. The only way that you could accomplish that, Chotza, is through Maisa Hagbah. Not necessarily true at all. One could be Motzi a Chayfetz from one Rishus to another, even without doing an act of Hagbah. With Rishonim called Begreira, you can just roll the Chayfetz out. And furthermore, if you're assuming Matzi Hadure, so Zara Chetz, you shoot an arrow, you cannot stop that process. But in the case of Goneb Kis B'Shabbos, at any point in time, right, the person could stop. The fact that he seized that Chetz, so now what? The process is in motion and obviously a Hotzah will be violated? Of course not. Certainly it's Matzi L'Hadure. So what exactly was the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara just got through saying that this Lomdus of one Sorech Lather is in a very limited amount of cases. Either where Akira Sarachanacha, where you cannot have B without A, or Lomatz Mahadure. And the case of Gano Kis B'Shabbos does not conform to either one of those issues. So if you take a look in Shita Mekubetzes, Ksuvas Daf Lamed Aleph Med Aleph, Vizel Lashon Hara'a, the Shita writes the following Chiddush. The Shita asks this Kasha. What do you mean in the case of Ganav Kis B'Shabbos? Hagbat Sarah Chotzah. My Kushya. According to Lishna Kama, so certainly Efshel Chotzah below Hagbah, you could accomplish B without A. You have to do a Maisa Hagbah, which is a form of Kinyan, in order to get the Chayfetz out of the Rishus? Of course not. E by Garir. You can just kind of drag it out, roll it out. And furthermore, Lishna Basra, E by Lahadure. So of course here, by lahadure, in zrikanat, but in other cases, of course, yes. So there are rights of fascinating chiddush. The ikar teretz kushizu, she'ein ikar hakavani yefshe leze below ze o yefshe. When the Gemara says that B requires A, akira sarachanacha, whether hagbot sarachachila, whether Hagbat Sarah Chotzah, the question simply is not whether B requires A. That's not how one should understand this issue. The Ra says the Teretz is the following. What we want to know is in these cases, Shekvar Hisru L'Hischayiv B'Nafshem, a very great Chiddush. Kvar Hisru L'Hischayiv B'Nafshem. In the case of Zara Chetz, Vakar Shabbat Lichasa, so the Gemara says, Akira Zara Hanacha. What exactly does that mean? That a Hanacha requires an Akira? That's what it means. And therefore, one can say, well, there are many other applications where the result be required the prior step. No, here the Ra'ah writes, the lamdas is shekvar hischel hischayev benafsho. A person violates an isra of hotza. And I will ask you that why are you chayev? Well, of course you're chayev b'shas hanacha. That clinches the deal. That's where the hotza has concluded. But if I were to ask you, why are you chayiv? You're chayiv for the hanacha, not for the hanacha alone. Of course, the akira is part of the melech yisayiser, part of the maisa avera. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. In lamdus, what is the maisa avera? Even though the chiyuv misa will only kick in b'shas hanacha, but the maisa avera, the melech of hotza, of course, begins with the Akira. Shekvar hischli schayev anafsho. Ein omrim shechiyuva al hanacha. It's not that you're chayev only for the nacha alone, but of course, you're chayev al hakira and the hanacha as well. And the Ra'ah gives us the following mashal. Lamaze domer, lekotzer debo yishir. Any malach on Shabbos that requires a shir. So, enochinami, you will not be chayev skila or karbon until you clinch the shear. But if I were to ask you, what is the maisa malacha, the mleches ha'yisr, what would you argue? That last instant? Of course not. All of it is considered to be part of the maisa vera. When a person will eat machalas asuros, true, the last bite, he will be chayev kareis, he'll be chayev malchus. But as long as the achila was b'chdei achilas pras, well, of course, the mais achila is mitchilas avad sofa. The chiddush that the Ra'ah writes is that akira tzorech hanacha is not pragmatic, but rather it's a tziruf al pidin. That the akira and the hanacha used to form the single Maisa Avera. The Tchilas Melaches HaYisr is Mishas Hakira, comparable to Shiurim. Then the Ra'ah continues, you have a second category. The second category where this is not the case. You would not argue that step A is the Tchilas HaYisr. The Maisa Havera has already begun. In that case of Gonav Chelev Acholo, you're going to argue what? That as far as the Isser Chelev is concerned, the Isser Chelev begins B'Shas HaGvah. Lekichas HaChefetz is the Tchilas Maisa Havera of the Isser Chelev? Certainly not. The Gemara never intended to argue that B'Shas HaGvah. It's as though that the Isser Achila has already begun, but you know what? It hasn't been concluded yet. It's comparable to Pachus Mikashir. Certainly not. That's the second Chiddush. That there is a case where despite the fact that the Maisa Vera has not begun, that still La Halacha, we will label this as Basachas. Not because of its Tziruf al Pidin, because it's part of the Maisa Avera, but because, pragmatically, I efsher lezeh belozeh. That's the Chiddush of the Ra'ah. You can't have one without the other. That is considered to be basachas, not al Pidin, but basachas, simply pragmatically. That if you're going to eat, you're going to pick it up. And that also is sufficient for Kimlei D'Rabbanan. And then the punchline of the Ra'ah. The chinish of the Gemara. But aren't there times where efshel zeh belizeh? Isn't there some time that you could accomplish one without the other? That is only relevant in category two and not in category one. If you're dealing with the tziruf al pidin, that this is part of the maisa vera, that's it. But if you're dealing with something that's extraneous, it's not part of the Maisa Malacha, not part of the Maisa Veira, but you're arguing that that's sufficient for Kimnei D'Rav because, practically speaking, it's Basachas, That's where the Gemara says, is that really true? If I can demonstrate a case where that would not be so, then pragmatically it is not considered to be vasachas. So for example, when the Gemara suggested in the case of achilas chelev, ganav chelev v'achalo, the Gemara says, why don't you assume the possibility of akim le d'rabin akor v'chib ben hakana? The answer is that, what do you mean? Efshar de gachin v'achil. You could violate the issur of chelev even without picking up the chefetz at all. That's when you assume that that is true. However, in cases number one, akirat sarach hanacha, you would never say such a thing. They're alpidin, that's considered to be ma'isecha. The same thing is true when it comes to a case of ganav kis. That's the kasha of the Gemara. In this case of ganav kis b'shabbos, the Gemara says that hagbat sarach hotzai. What do you mean hagbat sarach hotzai? The kasha of the Ra. Isn't it possible that when you matzi lahadure or efsh lahotziya below hagbah? Well, that's a tzirif al pidin. Because the hagbat sarach hotzai, the hakira in the hanacha, that is considered to be sufficient to invoke him later amine. Those are the two halachos of the Ra. The Ra'ah, however, is very clear. Aval ilu gachin va'achal potur. What about that case of chelev? Hagonev chelvo shel chavera va'achalo. I steal the chelev and then I eat it. So enachinami, in such a case, we don't assume kim later rabbini. Of course you're going to be chayv l'chuleyam in that case. It's not kol b'masachas. Why? Because the Gemara says, efshar gachin va'achil. But let's assume hoch b'mayaskinam, gachin va'achil, your chelev is there, and I bend down and I eat it, and therefore I have taken your chefetz al yedei achila. In such a case, the Rosh says, I would agree that you're potter, because there, case two, that pragmatically is considered to be a case of kim neder amine. In akirat sarach hanacha, that tziruf is al pidin. In a case of achilas chelev, if I gachin va'achil, in such a case, I agree that in such an instance, you would be potter. That's the chiddush of the Ra'ah, that there are two different forms of tziruf when it comes to kim neder amine. One is that tziruf al pidin is considered to be the tchilas ma'is aveira, and the second is that no, that pragmatically, it was b'vasachas. And that requires yev shelezeh, b'lizeh. If you look in the Rashba, in Shit Mekubetzes, Suvas Lamadala from Dalat Ermasli by Gochin Vachil, the Rashba goes a step further and maintains that the only tziruf is category one, not category two. When the Gemara says, Iboy Gochin Vachil, then in that case of achilas chelev, why you chayiv? Because after all, mischayiv anafsho kodem shovi lidi yisr chelev. And the case of ibay gachin vachil, the shita writes the name of the Rashba, that should not be taken so literally. Elahach ikra demil salomar dehagba zu lav tzarech achila. The act of picking up the chayfetz prior to eating it, that's not part of the ma'isaver at all. The achila is not tayig b'hagbah klau. The Gemara just means this as an expression. You could bend down and eat it. What does that mean? That picking it up is not part of the ma'isaver. Because the only time you could argue, e'ef shelezeh b'lizeh, is where there's a tzirif al pidin, akira tzarech hanacha. Where in retrospect, all of that was considered to be part of the ma'isa aveira. According to the Ra, there are two halachas. According to the Rashba, no, there's only one halacha. of the Yavshel Lezeh Blizeh, that is when you're dealing with the Tchilas Maisa Havera. Iboy Gochen V'achil is just the Siman of Alma, the Gemara's way of showing that Belkichas HaChefetz has nothing at all to do with the Isra of Machalos HaSeros. And Eina Chinami, according to Rashba, very great Kiddush, even if Gochin V'achil, you'd still be Chayiv. Because Lekichas HaChefetz, the Gneva, has nothing at all to do with the act of Achila. This is a point that the Stipler elaborates, right, in Kedis Yaakov, in Ksuvis, Simen Chavtes, Oz Beis. This Machlokes, the Ra'on, the Rashba, whether there's one halacha of Yavshel Lezeh Blizeh, or whether there are two halachas. One where it's the Tchilas Ma'aseh, and the second is where, pragmatically, A and B are in tandem. This is relevant for our Tosos, because the view of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was bothered by the problem of Menasech. How is it possible to say Menasech has a chiyuv tashlumin? According to Rav, Menasech is Menasech mamish, an act of avodah zarah, and you're chayiv for that. So Rabbeinu Tam was bothered. If you're willing to grant akira tzarech hanacha, what about hagbat tzarech nisuch? What about hagbat tzarech nisuch? Akira tzarech hanacha is a Gemara. Hagbat Sarach Nisuch, that's not a Gemara, that's Rabbeinu Tam's principle. Just as one should assume Akira Sarach Anacha, we should also assume Hagbat Sarach Nisuch. And Rabbeinu Tam answers, you're right, both are true lahalacha, but realize this is a Machlokes Amoraim, Rav Yirmiyah, Rabbi Avin, oh, that's the teretz to our Gemara. Why the Gemara had to come out to a Kimta? Because we deny the entire lundus of the Yavshel Lezeh Blizeh. Because whatever you hold of Hakira Tzarech Hanacha, you hold of Hagbah Tzarech Nisuch. Isn't there a marked difference between the two? In the case of Hakira Tzarech Hanacha, that's category one. There, the Akira is the Tchilas Maisa Havera. The Akira is the act of Hotzah. You can't say that that's true when it comes to Hagbat Sarach Nisuch. The Hagbat Sayayin is considered to what? That already is the Tchilas Maisa Vodazara Nisuch? Of course not. There, you're dealing with a pragmatic concern. If you're going to pour the wine, the Shema Vodazara, well, you have to seize it. You have to take hold of it. You have to lift it. That's not category one. And that's category two. There's a marked difference between Akira Tzarech Hanacha, where it's a verachas, as opposed to a case of Havat Tzarech Nisuch. The Rashba would deny this principle of Rabbeinu Tam entirely. There's no such halacha of Havat Tzarech Nisuch. Akira Tzarech Hanacha means al pidin. That is the Maisa Vera. You will not argue that the Tchilas Maisa Vera is Bishas Havat. If a person didn't realize what he was doing b'shas hagbah, you'd call that misaseik? No, of course not. If he didn't realize what he was doing when he was menaseik for avodah zarah, if he didn't realize what he was doing when he took the ayin, that's irrelevant. Boshav shat this Rabbeinu Tam is like the Ra'av, in that there are two halachos. You could have Yavshel Lezeh Blizeh in terms of maisavera, but you can also have it pragmatically. Like Ibai Gachin V'Achil, like in the case of Achil HaScheilev as well. The Rashba would dismiss Rabbeinu Tam and Arsugya, because there is no such halacha of Hagbat Tzarech Nisuch. These two halachos, of Yavshel Lezeh Blizeh, are perhaps relevant to explain a very difficult Rambam. In this case, the Tosus mentions, the case of Menasech, two possibilities he mentioned, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says Menasech is Menasech mamish. The difficulty, of course, if Menasech means Avodah Zarah, Well, of course you're potter. Forget about Hezek Shin and Iker. You're potter in all cases because of Kimei Deramine. So if you look in the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayis, in Perakan Izak and Gittin Perakei, and that Mishnah, what we're dealing with, that's Sugin Afnun Beis Afnun Gimel Gittin. Metami Medame Manasech, Beshogeg Potter Bemezir Chayiv. The Rambam quotes this Machlokes as to what is the meaning of Manasech. One possibility, of course, is Ma'arev. But yet, Va'asheni, the second possibility, the Shita of Rav, is Manasech means literally Manasech. Lavod Azara. Well, if it's Lavod Azara, of course you're Potter. Kimei Ravine. So the Rambam writes, no, we're talking about the following case. Yodeshu Oser Esayayin Bezeben Isuch. The guy knew what he was doing, that by doing so, the shame of Avodah Zarah, the yayin would become aser. But v'lo yada shamanaseich l'Avodah Zarah chayiv skila. But he didn't know that there's an onus of misa. He knew that if I am menaseich ino shel chavero, it's aser. But he didn't realize that he'd be chayiv misa for doing such a thing. In other words, the Rambam writes that he was menasech b'mezid, meaning he was b'mezid as far as the Maisa Hezek was concerned. But as far as the Misa, the Avodah Zarah, was concerned, for that he was a shogeg. Because the Rambam writes, l'fi she'im ha'yodeh shu chayiv skila, if he would know that by doing so, he'd be chayiv skila, well, of course, there's no chiyuv tashlumin. Because Eren Ameis, Umeshalim, I came there Ramine. Ram says, take a look in the third parak, Ksuvas. Unbelievable Chiddush, no? The Rambam writes that the case is Menasech Mamish according to the view of Rav. But you should realize that he was a shogeg, in the sense that he didn't realize that by being Menasech and Avodah Zarah, you're Chayav Misa. That's very difficult, this Chiddush of the Rambam, no? Two great difficulties of Rambam is the following. One question is, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara raises question, no? We just discussed. And the Gemara says, you know why? There's no Kimnei Ravine. Mishas Hagbahu Dekana Mishayev Benav Shalohavi Ad Shas Nisuch. That's the answer. They're not Chalva Vasachas. The moment you pick it up, Gneva, Mischayev Benafsho, Avshas Nisuch. So what exactly is Ram trying to do? Resolve the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara answer is Zav Basachas. And secondly, even without the Gemara's resolution, we discussed at length earlier this year. Tanavei Chizkia, Suvas Lamed Hey. Chayvi Misa Shogim Terminat Tashlumin. That's the Rambam writes, no? Kimnei Rabbin is only B'mezid. Of course not. Chayvi Misa Shogim Terminat Tashlumin. If you're Shogig in the Maisa Ver, you don't apply Kimnei Rabbin. It's not true. How do you make sense out of this Rambam? So the Chora one could answer as follows. This is a terrace which is found in the Divrei Yechezkel in Simen Chavav, in the name of Rav Itzla Panavishim. And it's the following Chiddush. The Gemara asks, Eino Chinami, that's true, according to Rav, B'shas ha'gbahu dekana Yischai v'naf shlo havi ashas nisuch. And therefore, you don't apply Kimnei Ravine. That's true. But you know what the Rambam is bothered by? Our Rabbeinu Tam. The Ra'ah assumes that there are two different definitions of bas achas. One bas achas is the tchilas ma'aser, category one. Category two is the pragmatic concern. It's true. Category one. Here you can't invoke a kimnei d'rabinei. Because b'shas gnei hu dekana, b'schai b'nav shlo havi shas nisuch. They're not chum b'vas achas at all. But what about Rabbi Natan Sa'ara? Hagbat sarach nisuch. Hagbat sarach nisuch. You're right that the Ma'is Aveira has not begun b'shas Hagbah, and therefore the Hagbah and the act of Nisuch are not exactly Bas Achas. But once you accept the principle of Akira Tzarech Hanocha, and so too Hagbah Tzarech Nisuch, so therefore, despite the fact that it's not Megufo Shalavera, pragmatically they're Bavas Achas, category two. And that should be reason to exempt a Chiyuv Tashlumin as well. You're right that in terms of step one, they're not at all Bavas Achas. But if you're willing to grant Rabbi Natan's position of Hagbah Tzarech Nisuch, the second category of the Ra'ah, so in such a case, we have a new question. Should you assume kinei d'rabinei? For that, the Rambam answers that no, you can't invoke Hagbah Tzarech Nisuch. Why not? Because the Aveira was b'shogeg. That's the Chiddush there. What exactly does that mean? When you're dealing with a kimnei d'rabinei, where it's all the tchilas ha'aveira, category one, that's when you apply the principle of Tanit v'chizkiya, chai v'misa shogim tumana tashlumin. After all, our argument is this is all part of the ma'is aveira. If it is all labeled as ma'is aveira, enochinami, Tanit v'chizkiya tells us that even if one is a shogeg, and that ma'is aveira, kimnei d'rabinei would apply. But here you're not dealing with such a case. The act of the hagbah is not the tchilas hanisuch. Here you have to come on to the second category. The chiddush of the Rambam is that we do not assume tanit v'chizkiya in category two. If it's all considered to be Avera Achas, that is Poteres. However, if you're dealing with a case where this was not part of the Avera at all, but pragmatically there's a link, so the Chiddush of the Rambam is that's only in a case where it is Bemezid, not in a case where it's Beshogeg. And that's why the Rambam writes that the Gemara in Achinami is necessary. But the Gemara's teretz is not sufficient if one is assuming Hagbah Tzarech Nisuch. For that, the Rambam writes, you have to come on to a case of Shogeg, because there's no Halacha Tanav Chizkiya in Category 2. Just as we argued that Category 1, the Rosh says, is categorical. You don't have to worry about Ibei Gachin Vachil, Efshel Zeh B'li Zeh. In Category 2, where there's no inherent link, that's where you have to ask. Rambam writes the same thing is true when it comes to the case of Tanit v'Chizkiya. An interesting chiddush. The Lishna Basra that we've been dealing with, of that sugya in Ksuvas and Daflam and Aleph, Gonim Chevel Shechaveiro v'Achala, when it's Chayiv, why is that true? Because of Matzi Mahadale. Because one can revoke. Right? Mashen Kain in our Gemara, right, where we're talking about one who throws, or the other case in Ksuvas, of Zarachetz, they're lo matzi mahadale, and therefore you're considered to be potter. Why exactly is that true? Why is there a difference between matzi mahadale as opposed to lo matzi mahadale? What exactly is the beer of that distinction in the Gemara? So if you look at Rashi, and that's looking at Ksuvas Daf Lamed Aleph, Rashi Dermas Lamatzi Mahadami writes the following. In the case of Zarek Esachetz, Lo Matzi Lahaduri, Rashi says, Mi Shizarek Esachetz, that once you shoot the arrow, there's no turning back. And then Rashi adds the following. Sehilkach, Mishas Akira, Soferli Krolo Shirayim. And therefore, already Mishas Akira, from the time that you shoot the arrow, Sofoli Krolo Shirayim. If you look in Tosus Dermaskel, huh? Tosus writes the following. We began with the Braisa of Gunav Kis B'Shavis when it's Chayim. So Tosus was bothered. What do you mean? According to Lishna Basra, the only time that your Chayim is in a case of Lo Matzi Lahadurebe. Can't do anything about it now. It's too late. In a case of Gunav Kis B'Shabbos, you can stop at any moment. No? So Tosa says, you're right. That kash of the Gemara, of Gunav Kis B'Shabbos, is not according to the Lishna Basra. According to the Lishna Basra, that the factor is Matzio L'Matzi Mahadrebe, Lo Parach Midi, Tosa says. Because in a case of Gunav Kis B'Shabbos, so of course, Vade Matzi Mahadrebe. And therefore you are Chayim. And that Sugya the Hafla explains is simply the following Chiddush. That in order to invoke Kimlei D'Rabinei, you require Maisa Echad, that generates two chiyuvim, that your act resulted in chiyuv nisa, chiyuv manon. The Hafla writes very beautifully, that's why matzio l'matzio mahadrebe is so critical. If a person shoots an arrow, and it has a dual effect, chil shabbos misa, kriyas hashirai mamo, it's necessary that both are chal b'vasachas. Well, they didn't have a Vasachas in the sense that first there was the Kriyas HaShirayim and later was the Chilul Shabbos. What is the link that this is considered to be Vasachas, Misa Mamon? The answer is Maise Echad. Why am I Chayiv for Chilul Shabbos? The answer is because of the Zrika Sacheis, because I shot the arrow. Why am I Chayiv for Mamon? Because I shot the arrow. So therefore, that is generated at the same instant. That is sufficient for Kimnei D'Rabinei. You're not chayiv because of what happens subsequently. Right? At that point in time, there's nothing you could have done. It's out of your control. You're an onus gamur. That's lamatz l'hadurebe. Why are you chayiv? Because you shot the arrow. Because after it was shot, you did not. You couldn't have. The reason that you're chayiv is because of shas hazrika. That is considered to be Maisa Echad. In a case of Matzi Hadurebe, that certainly is not true. In a case, for example, of Mavir Sakin. I'm carrying a Sakin, and I rip Shirayim, and I continue to walk, and then I put it down. The Chi of Mamon is B'Shas Kriyas HaShirayim. The Chi of Mis is B'Shas Hanacha. There, it is not called Al-Pidin, Ma'isechad. In order to label as Ma'isechad, you ask yourself, what is it that you did that the Torah held you responsible? Well, in the case of Zrikas Chetz, the answer is for shooting the arrow. If shooting arrow has a dual effect in such a case, then you can apply a principle of a Kimlei B'Ramine. Therefore, in a case of Gonav Kis B'Shabbos, so that's exactly what Tosa says, that certainly is Matzi Lahadurebe, you could have stopped. And in such a case, it's obvious that you wouldn't apply Kimnei D'Rabinei in that instance. Pashav Shat, that's what Rashi means. That Mishas Akira, Sofli Krolo Shirayim. Why are you Chayiv for the Kriyas HaShirayim or for the Chilul Shabbos? The answer is for the act of the Akira. That's what you did to begin the process. and therefore you are chayiv. This is against the chiddush of the Ramban, because if you look in Shita Kubetzes and that's on you, a derem aschel shuv matzasi the Ramban. The Ramban disagrees with Tosos, and the Ramban writes that even if you assume like Lishna Basra that the factor is whether matzi or lo matzi lahadureve, ganav kis b'shabes is like zrika sachets that lo matzi lahadure. That's the chiddush the Ramban. Ganav kis is similar to zrika sachets, unlike the case of chaylev and the like. Why exactly is that true? Why would you assume that ganav kis b'shabes is similar to Zarachetz and not Mavir Sakin? No, you have two models. Zarachetz, which is Yefshel Hadure. Mavir Sakin, Yefshel Hadure. Well, if I were to ask you, and what about the case of Ganav Kis B'Shabbos? Isn't it obvious what Tosfos writes? That's like the case of Mavir Sakin. And what's the difficulty? It's like Mavir Sakin. What was the Gemara bothered by Kim Nid Rami? The answer is Lishna Kam, Lishna Basra. But the Ramban assumed the Kasha of the Gemara was, according to both Lishna Kam, Lishna Basra. And therefore, the Ramban says it must be, the Gemara is assuming, that Ganav Kis B'Shabbos is similar to Zrika Sachets. Both of those are labeled Al Pidin as Lo Matzi L'Hadure. Why is that true? Zara Chetz, you cannot stop the process. In Ganav Kis, of course you can stop the process. The Ramban apparently understood the following. This is the Chiddush. That in the case of Zara Chetz, Lo Matzi Mahadur means the following, that you cannot separate the act of Chilul Shabbos from the Kriyas HaShiraim. You shoot an arrow, you can't redirect the arrow. And therefore both Chiyuvim are viewed as though they were Chal B'Vas Achas. What about the case of Mavir Sakin? Here the Ramban writes the following. Avol Mavir Sakin, Ef Shelo Lahavir Bosen Daramos, these are Shelo Yikar HaShirayim. That's what Lo Matzi L'Hadure means. If it's Mavir Sakin, but there's no way you could have carried the knife from here to there without ripping the Shirayim. If it's Zarachetz, you can't redirect, and therefore al pidin, one cannot separate the Chilul Shabbos from the Kriyas HaShiraim. In a case of Mavir Sakin, just be a little more careful. Just carry it and don't rip the Shiraim. What about the case of Ganav Kis? See here, the Ramban assumes the following Chiddush. If Matzi HaDure means you could stop, well, of course you could stop. No, you could stop, and the process would not continue. True, you could stop, and there would be no Chilul Shabbos. And you could stop in such a way that there was no formal kinyan. That's true. But, the Ramban writes, you're not stopping, you are continuing, and therefore one cannot separate the Chilul Shabbos and the act of Geneva. In the case of Zarachetz, in the case of Mavir Sakin, could you have transported the Sakin from here to here without the Kriyas HaShiraim? Ayide Zrika, no, it's already out of your control. Ayide Havar, of course. But here the Ramban writes that you can't separate because Hagba Sarech Otzav. If you wanted to go ahead and to Bima Chalo Shabbos, and you wanted to carry, well, by carrying it, there's a Chiyuv Gneiv as well. You could decide not to be Mechal Shabbos. You could decide not to steal. But given the fact that you are being Mechal Shabbos, you're going to be Motzi the Chepetz Mirshus Habanim. So therefore, you cannot separate out the Chilul Shabbos from the case of the Kinyan Gneiva. That's why the Gemara says that we should assume Hagbaz Sarach Chatzah, that Al Pidin is called Amatzi Lahadure. Mashenkin and Mavir Sakin, you could perform the Chilul Shabbos without the Kriyas Hashirayim, but you cannot be Machal Shabbos without being Motzi the Chepetz Mirshusa. And being Motzi the Chepetz Mirshusa is a Chiyuv Mammon as well, not just a Chiyuv of Shabbos. That's the Chiddush that the Ramban writes. That's a fundamental machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos against the Ramban, how one is magdir. Matzi no matzi lahadure. Rashi and Tosfos assume that what is the mechayiv? What is it that the Torah wanted you to avoid? In the case of Zrika states, the answer is, right, shooting of the arrow. At that moment, one is chayiv for everything that subsequently will occur. Whatever happened la'achar zeh, that's considered to be as though it was an onus, because la'matzi la'hadure. That's the chiddush of Rov Rishon and Rashi and Tosfos against the Ramban. But the case of chetz is considered to be la'matzi la'hadure, because the chiyuv of misin tashlumin are on the maisa hazrika. Whatever happened afterwards, that's irrelevant. It was not in your control anymore. That's considered to be an onus. The chiyuv of the Torah is because of the shas hazrika. A similar comment is made by that famous Nimuke Yosef in Bava Kama and Daf Yud, where the Nimuke Yosef is bothered by the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara's machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, with Reisha Mishum Chitza, Veisha Mishum Amona. The Torah gives different models where there's a chiyuv tashlum, but Torah says it. I understand I shoot an arrow, that's Adam Hamazik. My behema, Mamon Hamazik. What about Eish? Is that comparable to Adam, Eish Mishum Chitza? Comparable to Mamon, Eish Mishum Amona? So Rabbi Yochanan says that Eish Mishum Chitza. Eish Mishum Chitza. So Rabbi Yosef asks a very unusual kasha. If really it's Eish Mishum Chitza, Eich Mutter Lahadlik Ner Be'erev Shabbos. If that means that shooting an arrow is like throwing a punch, like lighting a fire, it means that incrementally, that every moment is attributable to the one who began the process. So in such a case, if one is madlik asaner be'erev Shabbos, and v'holeches v'doleches b'Shabbos, shouldn't that be an act of Chilul Shabbos Darais? An unbelievable bakasha that the Mugi Yosef writes. So Mugi Yosef argues, no, that's not true. Why is that the case? A very great Chiddush. The Kasha is a great, great Chiddush. Perhaps they're simpler to root some why this isn't a Kasha. But the Kasha is a great Chiddush, and the Teres Mugi Yosef is a very great Chiddush. Mugi Yosef writes, when a person shoots an arrow, Zarachetz, why is he chayiv? He's chayiv for what he did subsequently. That was out of his control. No matzah l'hadure. He couldn't redirect. That would be known as gamur. To hold a person responsible for what happened subsequently when there is nothing at that point in time he could have done to avoid it. Why you chayiv for zarachetz? Because ba'oso shon asa hakol. Because anything that will ever occur is attributed to the Shazrika. That's the Chiddush Mugi Yosef writes. Post-Rika, Ma'amatzi Lahadure. That's the Chiddush of Zarachetz. And there the Mugi Yosef writes the following. If everything is attributed to the person of Shazrika, or Eishem Yishem Chitzav, everything is attributed to the person of Shaz Hadlaka. It's as though b'shas hadlaka nasa hakol. That's the lumdus of Nimuke Yosef. So therefore, that's not an act of Chilul Shabbos. B'shas hadlaka nasa hakol, Erev Shabbos. Not b'shabbos. you cannot be held responsible for what happens afterwards. At that point, lo matzil hadure. It means the Torah holds you responsible for setting up the process, but ba'oso shonasa kol. The Mukhi Yosef emphasizes this point with a chiddush al gabei chiddush. Let's assume, for example, a person starts a fire and then he dies. And after he dies, the fire continues and the blaze consumes. It's as though al pidin, all of that occurred at the time that the fire was set. And therefore, vaday mishtalem nizak me'achrayis nechasim didei. That's not called gviya min hayarshim. That's called gviya didei. A great chiddush, even in the realm of dinim amanos. The shas tashlumin, the shas chovasa, is b'shas shehitzitz ha'esh. Not at the time that the chayf is burned. Because your culpability is based on the shas zrika. Zrika sacheitz. Or the time that you ignited the fire. That's the chiddush Mukhi Yosef. That's Rashi and Tosus. In these cases of accumulated Ramine, it's not that the halacha holds you responsible for what happens subsequently. Your measure of responsibility is because of the Shas Hazrika. That's called Bavas Achas. And if the Shas Hazrika has two effects, one which is Shiraim and one which is Chilul Shabbos, even if the effects are Bezachazeh, since it was my sachas, in such a case, right, for that you're chayim. That you assume kimleiter abinei. Again, the chiddush of the ra'ah is this is all fine and good if there's a clear tziruf al pidin, category one. Category two, not always is that the case. There, one has to ask yourself, could you separate out result A from result B, ibay gachin va'achil and zahar? So again, two chiddushim in terms of machlok is the Rashba, the Ra'ah. The chiddush to Rabbi Yotam parallels Rabbi Tino Arsugya, the view of the Ra'ah. Poshav Shabbat is the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayis in Perakani Zakim, where the Rambam was bothered that if you assume Hagbat Sarach Nisuch, so therefore, again, why shouldn't you invoke a Kimin Rabinei? And for that, the Rambam's great chiddush, category one is even Beshoge, category two is only one of the cases where it is Bemezid. Right, and the two possible biurim, right, of the cases of lo matzil hadurei. Right, the next year we'll have to discuss what we touched on earlier, but we'll go through in greater detail, right, the cases of kimnei derabinei as it relates to esnan zalma, right, the case in daf ayin amud beis toward the bottom, esnan asrata filu ba al ima. Take a look at the sugi here, the sugi of metziah daf tzani aleph. Take a look at the rashis that we've dealt with, exos and simin chavches, and take a look at the meiri. Right, in our sugya, very different ways of understanding our Gemara, right, in terms of the Chiddush of Rava, the cases of Esnan Zalman.